Just a couple weeks ago, I was complaining about a biopic being too conventional, that it played out like the dramatization of a Wikipedia article, that it had ridiculous scenes in which historical figures fatefully met by literally bumping into each other on the street, that everything about the subjects that the filmmakers chose to omit was arguably more interesting than what was left in. And now here's Michael Almereyda's Tesla, a biopic that knows it's a biopic and is dead set on reminding you that it is not your grandfather's history lesson. In this film, the characters break the fourth wall and talk directly into the camera. We see dramatic recreations of supposedly real events, only to be told that what we've just seen never actually happened. At one point, Thomas Edison himself pulls out his smartphone and starts mindlessly scrolling. And then there's the moment where Nikola Tesla, played by Ethan Hawke, sings karaoke, and if you think he isn't going to perform the entire song, you'd be mistaken. But the sheer idiosyncrasy of the project makes it compulsively watchable, even if it often feels like it's straining too hard for effect. Its quirks are, I suppose, in keeping with Nikola Tesla's own legacy. An Austrian immigrant known for being eccentric and something of a loner, his innovations in the fields of alternating current electricity and radio frequencies were seen as outlandish and potentially dangerous at the dawn of the 20th century. Tesla's former employer Thomas Edison, played here by Kyle MacLachlan, was the most vocal critic of alternating current, which he portrayed as a possibly deadly technology. Edison eventually won the so-called current war, of course, and perhaps the most famous modern example of capitalism kneecapping scientific progress. Tesla never saw much glory in his lifetime. Though his discoveries would lead to X-ray and wireless technologies, most of his patents were either infringed upon by other corporate interests or ignored completely, and he died alone and penniless. Now he has secured his place in history as a scientific underdog, a misunderstood genius ahead of his time. The film's postmodern embellishments are encouraged by its narrator, Anne Morgan, played by Eve Hewson, who's the daughter of Tesla financier J.P. Morgan, and who seems to be one of the few people to believe in Tesla's vision of the future. Perhaps she has the benefit of hindsight, because she's the one who frequently breaks the fourth wall and talks directly to us, the 21st century audience. Google Thomas Edison, she tells us, and you'll get far more results than Googling Nikola Tesla. History is written by the victors. This approach is certainly interesting, but it's not exactly new, as recent biopics like Bronson and I, Tonya have employed similar techniques. In fact, Almereyda himself made a slightly better version of this movie with 2015's Experimenter, about Stanley Milgram's groundbreaking and controversial social psychology studies, which also featured direct-to-camera narrative, as well as rear projection and photo backdrops in lieu of physical sets. It's no surprise to see Ethan Hawke in Tesla, since he seems preternaturally drawn to challenging unconventional biopics. He looks remarkably similar to the real Tesla, and plays him as a brilliant mind who was perhaps undone by his own timidity. At a time when inventors were clawing their way to the top of the food chain, Tesla was content to remain soft-spoken and introverted, while his competitors engaged in shouting matches. Not much has changed in the century since, which I suppose is what Almereyda is getting at. With all of its postmodern flourishes, Tesla seems to be arguing that the tech world is no different now than it was then. Good ideas are still commodities that can be easily bought or sold, and progress is only worthwhile if it's profitable. It's probably not something you needed to be told again, but at least the movie doing it isn't the least bit conventional. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.